And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, written by Joseph Mindell, is entitled A Meal for the Poor.
It's a gay tune, isn't it? I don't have to tell you that it's a wedding dance, nor that Reb Shmuel, in spite of being a little off-key, is a happy man. And why shouldn't he be? He's marrying off his fourth daughter, the youngest, his favorite, Miriam.
Are you happy, my little dove?
And Miriam heaves a sigh from the bottom of her heart, like this.
Good, then I am happy too.
And yet, before this day is over, Reb Shmuel will have his share of troubles. I do not like to say it, but after all, that's the way it happened. Anyway, at the beginning, Reb Shmuel is happy.
Rachel, my dear wife, no tears on your daughter's wedding day. Aren't you also happy?
It's 2 o'clock, Shmuel.
Let it be. Do we rejoice by the clock?
The table is set. The guests have been standing here for more than an hour. Is my Miriam to be a bride or an old maid?
A bride. I promise you, Rachel, a bride.
Then what are you waiting for? Why don't you begin?
A gentle, lovely, happy bride. And the guests will eat and drink and dance. How they will dance. What music for dancing. Musicians! I must tell you, you play like angels. Don't stop. Keep playing.
Reb Shmuel, you hired us to play at a wedding, huh? When does it begin?
Soon, soon. In the meantime, I want you to rehearse.
Rehearse? Reb Shmuel, we've played at weddings before. Besides, we've been rehearsing for an hour. When does the wedding begin?
I'll tell you what. Go to the kitchen, all of you, and have a glass of tea. And tell them...
Shmuel,
tell them to give you a piece of honey cake, my wife's honey cake.
Shmuel, I don't want to interfere.
Interfere? What a thing to say. Aren't you practically my Miriam's father-in-law?
Yes, but how long is practically?
Zalman, your son David is getting a fine girl.
Who's arguing? Only... he's getting impatient.
As for the dowry, it's a handsome figure, if I say so myself.
Agreed.
And only look at the table. Cake and strudel and gefilte fish and soup and stuffed spring chicken and roast duck. Not to mention the wine.
Everybody knows you're not a stingy man.
Then
but
what
I...
are you complaining about, Zalman?
Shmuel, tell me straight out, father-in-law to father-in-law. What's holding up the wedding?
It's on account of that Moishka.
Moishka? You're certain?
I sent him to Lipowitz 3 hours ago with the big wagon and 2 horses.
Forget about Moishka. The rabbi's waiting. The guests are here. Everybody's here.
Not everybody.
Everybody.
Except the poor folk of Lipowitz. Moishka's bringing them to my daughter's wedding.
The beggars of Lipowitz? On their account you're delaying the ceremony?
What can I do?
I'll tell you what you can do. Begin this instant.
But, Solomon, it is the custom in our town to... include the poor on such an occasion. And have them share in the wedding meal.
I know the custom as well as you.
Then you understand the situation.
There's nothing to understand.
I'm glad you agree. After all, how can we marry off our children without sharing our joy?
Moishka,
at last. Strange, I didn't hear the wagon.
I unhitched one horse and rode him back.
What? You're alone?
imbecile! Didn't I give you exact instructions?
I remember every word, Reb Shmuel. Bring them back, you said. Every poor man, every beggar in Lipowitz. You see, I remember.
Well, then?
They don't want to come.
What do you mean, they don't want to come?
Under no circumstances are they coming to the wedding unless...
Unless what?
Please, Reb Shmuel, I can only tell you what they said.
Go on, go on.
They won't come unless you promise each one a whole ruble and not a penny less.
A strike for the beggars.
Who ever heard of such a thing? There must be a mistake.
No, a ruble apiece, Reb Shmuel. Their very words.
Shmuel, you're not going to let those ragamuffins order you about.
No, no, Zalman, of course not. Moishka, you bargained with them?
They won't take a penny less.
Why do they do this to me?
Shmuel, we don't need them.
All I want... Where are you going, Moishka?
Where? To bring back the wagon.
Wait a while.
Well, but the wagon...
Don't be in such a hurry. All I want is to give them a good meal and a donation besides, as I always do. Is that so terrible?
It's almost 3 o'clock, Shmuel.
A ruble? And if it's a quarter of a ruble, they can't afford to take it, of course. Their overhead is too high.
As far as my son David is concerned, he can get married without those beggars.
You're right, Solomon. We don't need them.
Now you're being sensible.
Musicians, start the music. No, wait! Zalman, I'd be willing to give them half a ruble. It's not the money, you understand.
Of course not. It's the principle.
Exactly. Maybe they'd be willing to take half a ruble.
If you give an inch, Shmuel, you'll be lost.
You think so, Zalman?
You can't let them dictate to you.
Well, let it go. I've done my share.
Then let's get on with the wedding.
They'll be sorry later. Weddings like this don't come every day. We're ready, Rabbi. Come, children. Miriam, David. We'll put the chuppah right over...
What now, Shmuel?
I can't do it, Zalman. How can we dance and feast, knowing that maybe they are hungry?
It's a predicament, you must admit. And I am forced to tell you that Reb Shmuel is no longer happy. Now, as he sees his daughter Miriam, pale of face, with downcast eyes, trembling on the edge of tears, it is he who sighs.
My little dove.
And if he avoids the gaze of Zalman, his daughter's father-in-law-to-be, there is no escape from his wife, Rochel.
For all you care, she can live out her days an old maid.
What can I do, Rachel?
I don't have to tell you. Only look at your daughter. Oh, my poor little Miriam.
If only somebody could talk to them.
Moishka talked for an hour and a half.
I mean somebody, but who?
Who but Reb Meir Melamed, he of the persuasive tongue and away with words. So quickly, another wagon is found and the horses harnessed. And here they are, Moishka with the reins and Reb Meir holding on to his hat on the way to Lipowitz.
From Lipowitz to Lipowitz, the horse already knows the way.
Not so fast, Moishka.
Reb Meir, you're a teacher, without doubt a learned man. A man who understands things.
And if I am?
I know those people in Lipowitz. Suppose you talk them into coming back with us. You know what'll happen?
What?
They'll eat like pigs, drink like fish, and jump around like a pack of monkeys.
On such an occasion, why not?
It's none of my business, you'll say. But why does Reb Shmuel need the beggars of Lipowitz? Can you explain it to me?
Maybe, Moishka. And maybe it's because they are beggars and he is not.
I don't know what you mean.
Then I'll say it another way. Moishka, a father wants to enjoy his daughter's wedding.
Get up there, you. They're waiting for us in Lipowitz.
Ah,
gentlemen, beg, gentlemen, beg, beg, beg.
They sent all the way to Lipovitz for fiber.
But they can't have you, Fiber One Eye, can they?
Quiet! Let's hear what the gentleman has to say.
Quiet, you miserable beggars!
What do you want, Reb Meyer?
Why aren't you all at the wedding?
Because we're here, that's why.
But you were invited, Boaz, all of you.
The rich man snaps his fingers, the beggar jumps. Is that it?
Even you, Boaz, with your crooked leg, eh? Like this. Snap, jump, snap. Snap, jump, snap, jump.
Die, 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 die.
Enough, enough, enough. Let Reb Meyer talk.
I'm happy to see you're all so cheerful. You'll enjoy yourselves. Come.
A ruble apiece, Reb Meyer. Or we don't move from here.
That's right. And nobody can make us go. Not even the chief of police.
That's how it is. You're shaking your head. Maybe you think we're not polite enough?
An invitation is an invitation and deserves a reasonable answer.
Today we allow ourselves the luxury of being neither reasonable nor polite.
What's special about today?
Tell him, Boaz.
No, 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 let me, Reb Meyer. Yeah? It gives me pleasure to inform you that we've already been to a wedding this morning.
A single
complete
mother
from fish to roast duck.
A single mother pearl.
So, so, but what about tomorrow?
It's very short-sighted, isn't it, Reb Meyer? Well, we're tired of the long view. Tired of giving thanks for a crust of bread. Of taking insults with every dry bone.
No one is insulting you. Least of all, Reb Shmuel.
We're tired of the faces with the same thought, the voices with the same sneer. Here's a penny, my good fellow. But if you went to work, a man is not a pauper and a beggar for no reason at all.
Boaz with the crooked leg is a philosopher.
When you lost an eye, Fievel, your tongue got longer. Shut up.
You've come to my door, Boaz, and you, Fievel. Do I ask why you're hungry? Does Reb Shmuel...
It has nothing to do with you or Reb Shmuel. A principle is more important than a single person.
Everybody has principles.
One day, today, we can afford to be independent.
But today, Reb Shmuel's daughter is being married.
That's his problem.
There will be a good meal for everybody.
Haven't you heard? We're not hungry.
And you certainly won't go home empty-handed.
How much?
A ruble, maybe?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's better than nothing.
A ruble. A ruble. Nothing without a ruble.
A ruble each, or there's no use talking.
Then I'm afraid we'll have to have the wedding without you. What are you laughing about?
Reb Shmuel has 3 other daughters. Not one was married without us.
But now you give him no choice.
You don't understand, Reb Meyer. Where could he get another gang of beggars on such short notice?
Miriam, Heidler, don't cry.
I can't help it.
Listen to me, Miriam. I've been a good father, haven't I?
Yes, Papa.
Whatever I do, it's for your sake. You know that, don't you?
Yes, Papa. But I want to get married.
Of course, of course. Now, today is your wedding day, and you want to remember it always.
I'll never forget it as long as I live.
No, no. I mean, as the happiest day of your life.
It would have been if not for those beggars of Lipovitz.
That's just it, Miriam. In our happiest moments, we can't separate ourselves from the rest of the world.
We can't.
We mustn't.
Even today on my wedding day?
Especially today. So that you will not forget that pain and happiness are in the same world. You understand, don't you? Don't you, Miriam?
No, Papa. I want to get married.
musicians are fast asleep.
Let them rest, Zalman. They'll have plenty of work later.
When later? The guests are talking of leaving. Shmuel, if you don't get started...
Please, Zalman, I want no ultimatums from you.
Why not from me? Why only from the beggars of Lipowitz?
Maybe they're on the way here right now.
I tell you frankly, I'm beginning to reconsider this match altogether.
Let's not quarrel.
Call it what you like. We start in 15 minutes or the wedding is off.
You can't do that.
I'm doing it.
But Reb Meyer Malamud isn't back yet. What about him?
He also has 15 minutes. Take it or leave it.
You don't give me much choice. You know something? It's possible to be stubborn, even when you're right.
We're not even related yet, and already you're insulting me.
I was thinking about myself. After all, Zalman, how much difference is there between half a ruble and a whole one?
Yes, he did, but I know it. You won't take half a ruble?
A ruble? A ruble? Nothing without a ruble.
A ruble. A ruble. Nothing without a ruble. A ruble. A ruble. Nothing without a ruble.
I see. Then there's nothing more to be said.
Reb Meyer, you'll be late for the wedding. If there will be a wedding.
You have no consideration at all for a father's heart?
If it comes to that, how considerate is Reb Shmuel?
What do you mean? He always gives you something when you come to him.
How is it written in the psalm? Blessed is he that considers the poor.
Oh, listen to him. Our Boaz is also a scholar.
Quiet, Five-O. Quiet. The word is considers, Reb Meyer. Not he who gives, but he who considers the poor.
Boaz, a person could say that half a ruble is ample consideration.
1 ruble or 5 won't make me less a pauper. Do you think it's the money? A man has feelings. Just once in his life. Even a beggar wants respect.
Of course, because why should we have it, too?
You have nothing to say now, have you, Reb Meyer?
Yeah. I'll tell you what the Talmud says. Even the beggar who is maintained by charity must himself practice charity.
You mean we should make a contribution of half a ruble to Reb Shmuel? Ah... You don't understand at all. I'm not talking about money.
Neither am I, Boaz. Still, Reb Shmuel has given help when you needed it.
With the money he has, that's no great accomplishment. Besides, it's his duty, his obligation.
Of course it is. And you, what are you doing?
You keep changing the subject, Reb Meyer.
No. No, Boaz. If you need Reb Shmuel's help, by the same token he needs yours, so that he may fulfill his obligation, and you refuse. Well... I'll be late for the wedding.
Wait a minute, Reb Meyer.
What's the use? You've made up your mind.
Don't be in such a hurry. A person's entitled to change his mind if he wants to.
I'll tell you something, my friends. I have a feeling these two great scholars have just cost us a ruble apiece.
Stop complaining, Fibo. To be a man costs a little something. Why are you standing here? Pile in the wagons, everybody!
Boaz! Bible! Everybody!
Out of the way, out of the way.
Listen to me! Reb Shmuel sent me to tell you. Listen! You shall have your ruble.
Now Reb Shmuel is again a happy man. For Miriam stands under the chuppah, the wedding canopy, with David, her betrothed. And when the rabbi speaks, the words echo in Reb Shmuel's heart.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hast created joy and gladness, bridegroom and bride, mirth and exultation, pleasure and delight, love, brotherhood, peace, and fellowship. Soon may there be heard in the cities and in the streets the voice of joy and gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the jubilant voice of youths from their feasts of song. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who makest the bridegroom to rejoice with the bride. Bridegroom, this glass is a symbol of the temple that was in Jerusalem. You will step on the glass and crush it, as the temple was crushed and destroyed, so that even on this day, your gladness will be mixed with the pain of the world.
Yahweh Radoshem Ponah Elecha Vichul Elecha Yisrael Radoshem Ponah Elecha Ve'yosem lecho shalom.
And then the feast, the golden yellow soup, the chicken, the warm rolls from fresh from the oven. And with his own hands, Reb Shmuel serves a meal to the poor.
A little white meat, Bible? Or some roast duck, perhaps?
Only a little, Reb Shmuel.
Eat, eat. You're not sick, are you?
No, I'm not very hungry, if you know what I mean. The mazel tov, Reb.
Thank you. Your glass is empty, Boaz.
There is enough for a toast. Your health, Reb Shmuel.
Your health, too, and long life and happiness.
You're not angry with me, Reb Shmuel.
How could I be angry? You came to my daughter's wedding. Thank you, my brother.
The beggars dance in a great ring, holding Reb Shmuel by the hand. Then he dances out to the very center of the ring. His coattails fly like the wings of an eagle, and he soars higher than the seventh heaven. He embraces the poor, and his voice is filled with joy, and the tears roll down his cheeks. A happy man.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Lazarus Phillips, prominent leader in communal activities in Montreal and a director of the Jewish Colonization Association of Canada. Mr. Phillips.
My friends, this wonderful little play reminds us that the lowly are endowed with dignity, and that even beggars can, on occasion, be choosers. It also teaches us that true happiness is enjoyed only when we share it with others. These thoughts flow from the fact that God made us in His image. The concept is of the very essence of Judaism and is the cornerstone of democracy. Speaking from Canada to many of my listeners who are in the United States, we realize that we are comrades, pledged to preserve our common democratic background. Those of us belonging to the Jewish faith are happy and indeed proud to know that the message of equality and democracy can be found in many pages of Holy Writ. This message became an inspiration and to this day we cling to it. We in Canada and you living in the United States, two great democracies. The free world will not collapse as long as we adhere to the principle that all men must be free and fundamentally equal, whatsoever their station in life may be. Religion gives us the necessary comfort and courage to do everything required of us to resist those who would attempt to destroy a free and democratic world.
Thank you,
to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, I extend my thanks for the privilege accorded to me of saying these few words to you.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Our eternal light drama today, A Meal for the Poor, was written by Joseph Mindell and was based on the story of the same name by Mordecai Spector in A Treasury of Yiddish Stories, edited by Irving Howe and Eliezer Greenberg, and published by the Viking Press. The adaptation presented today is based on the English version by Milton Hindus, included in this book. Cantor David Puttiman sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven, Beatrice Pons, Grant Richards, Santos Ortega, John Gibson, Guy Repp, John McGovern, Ralph Bell, and Terry Keane. David Ross was the narrator. This is Mel Brandt. The music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Roy Shield. This has been an NBC Radio Network production directed by Daniel Sutter. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.